Hello, Maylie. You're Natalie speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Natalie. It's James.
Hey, James. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, are you?
I'm good, thanks. Are you going to send someone over?
Yeah. I have, yeah. I've got a Melissa McCarthy. Been trying to get through to. It's MCHARDY.
MCHARDY. Let me just pull her up on the system.
Yeah, no from the call.
MCHARDY.
So, everything on here we've got.
It's not on our system. It's not ready to come to us.
Melissa.
Let's see if she's not on you.
Oh, no, it's not been put in there yet. APP's come through, though. APP's attached.
We haven't got it in our...
Should be.
Do you want, can you send it across?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I can put it in there. If you check your system, and now it should be in there, actually.
Let me just double check it.
Melissa. M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Still nothing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Nope.
Nothing at all.
No.
That's a strange one.
So I can't take her unless you could see
her. Yeah, I know, yeah. No, I totally understand that, yeah. I'm with you.
I can't put anything on a record.
Right, okay. Well, let me speak to Mike and see what we can do with that one. Is that all right?
He's just on the phone. Yeah. Let me try it.
Oh, we can.
Yeah. Hang on, she's gone to a different section. Why is she there? Let me just check her documents to make sure she's got everything.
Yeah. Everything's... So with this one, we've got a ID, which is in date, POA, which is in date. There was a change of name, so I asked her to get a change of name deed as well.
Yeah.
She sent a change of name deed in as well, in case that is like an obstacle. It shouldn't really be a problem, but we've got proof of it there.
Yeah. Okay. So I can do the call. I've just gone through those ones.
Yeah, everything. Okay. Yeah, everything. Yeah. Yeah, everything's ready to rock and roll. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Brilliant, cheers. Thanks, Nat. Bother through now. Thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye. Hi, is this Melissa?
Hi, Ev.
Hi, Melissa. It's Natalie calling from MMA. James has just put the call through to myself. GDPR, could you just confirm your date of birth and your address for me, please?
My date of birth is 27/01/1970. My address is 16 Edmondson Drive, Coastside, G650DQ.
Lovely. So I just need to make you aware that if there's any safeguarding during the call, I would need to make a referral to local authority for that. I would explain that to you and that all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. So it's just to cover a bit more information about the impact of your time in care, the application. At what age did you go into care?
I thought it was 5 when I was speaking to my sister. I think I was 7 from 1977.
So age 5 or 7?
7.
Okay, and can you remember what local authority that was under?
Highlands and Islands. It was up north.
And have you ever been known by any other names or nicknames or anything?
I was Sarah Melvin was my name when I was a child.
Sarah Melvin, yeah?
Yeah.
Any nicknames at all?
No.
Okay. And I've got down here that you were foster carer 75 to 76.
I think it was 77. After speaking to my sister.
And were there any other settings at all?
Sorry, what was that?
Were there any other settings?
No.
No. Just going to put down not 75. Okay. And what school did you attend during that time?
School at Strathpeffer. The place at Strathpeffer. We were put to foster care in, I don't know, a primary school in Strathpeffer.
You can't remember the name of that one though?
No.
Okay. And who is your registered medical practice?
Kilsyth Medical Centre.
Can you spell that one for me, please?
K-Y-K-I-L-S-Y-T-H.
Medical Centre, yeah?
Yeah.
Lovely, thank you. And is that in Glasgow?
Yeah,
oh, sorry, the phone went funny then.
And then it goes under Glasgow.
Yeah, that's great, thank you. Do you have any other professional support in you at all?
I do have the Lloyd Anderson Foundation.
Oh. I can't spell. Lloyd Anderson Foundation, is it?
Yeah.
And are they in Glasgow as well?
Yeah.
Lovely. And what do they support you with?
A historical child abuse.
Okay. And do you have any mental health diagnosis?
Yeah, I've got PTSD.
Yep. Anything else?
I take medication every day.
Have you got any other diagnoses? Have they said any depression, anxiety?
Yeah, anxiety and depression, yeah.
Any personality disorder?
No.
Any autism, ADHD?
No.
Okay. Have you ever done any self-harm?
Yes.
And what age did you do that?
Started at 16.
Yep. And what age did it last till?
Probably my mid-40s.
And what did you do?
Overdose, cutting.
Okay. And where did you cut?
Arms.
Anywhere else?
No.
Did you do any other kind of self-harm?
No.
Did you attend hospitals for those?
Sometimes, yeah.
Can you remember which hospitals you attended?
It would have been Rigmore and Inverness.
Rigmore, is it?
Rig, R-A-I-G-M-O-R-E, Rigmore, Inverness.
Is that for both of those, the overdose?
Yeah.
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 And do you know how many overdoses you took?
Probably three.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever received any hospitalisation for your mental health?
No.
And have you ever had any therapy or counselling?
Yes.
Okay. And what was that you had?
I've had loads of counselling, some cognitive behavioural therapy.
Okay, counselling and CBT throughout the years, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any physical health?
Just asthma.
Okay. And did you attend whilst in care hospital for anything?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been arrested or any convictions?
No.
Any issues with drugs or alcohol?
No.
Okay. What about smoking?
Yeah, I smoke.
Did you start that young?
I 11.
Okay. And what age did you leave care? Can you remember?
I was there for about a year. So, in 1978.
And did they offer you any support after?
I don't think so. I was 8, so. But there was social workers involved in the family.
Okay, I'll put social care involved.
Yeah.
When we get a copy of your care records, would you like to have a copy of that?
Yes, please.
Yes. Would you prefer a male or female advisor with our company?
A female, please.
Okay, I'll keep you with myself. My name's Natalie.
Okay, Natalie.
Do you provide us with consent to request a copy of your care records and all the details that you mentioned today?
Yes, I do.
Lovely, thank you. Okay, so the process is going to take about 10 months, okay? I'll be your point of contact, okay, throughout the process now.
Okay.
The number that's come up on your phone is my direct call. So if you do have any questions, save that number on your phone and give me a call at any point.
Okay.
What we're going to do now is that we gather the information from obviously the settings that you've mentioned and we do subject access requests. We'll gather that all together and then we'll come back to you. I will come back to you, I should say. and I will then discuss with you what we've got, put it together, and then it will go across to the Scottish Redress panel. You don't have to go to that panel. It's a closed panel, okay? But we will let you know what date it is. So as part of our compliance, and we record our calls, I just need to make sure that you're aware of what options you've got to do with Scottish Redress. So one is that you can independently do this yourself and research your own evidence. You're also able to instruct a different solicitor from England and Scotland who have received a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf, what they receive from Scottish Redress. And they get that fee if you win or if you lose. And then there's ourselves, NMA Legal, and we've opted out of not having that fee from Scottish Redress, and we only take a 20% cap fee from your case, and that's only if you win. So if you lose, you don't have any charges. And it also means that we're completely independent and we act for you.
Okay.
Are you happy to proceed with NMA Legal?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're also entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Sorry, my voice is going today. So are you happy to wait for the 14 days or would you like us to proceed immediately?
Yeah, no, just proceed.
Okay. So do you have any questions for me today?
No.
Lovely. So that's everything from me today. What we'll do is we'll start getting the work done on the case, and then I'll give you a call once we're in the best position to go through everything. And obviously if there is a point where you can't talk anymore or you don't want to go any further in that call, we can come back to it at any point as well. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So thank you very much for your time today and I shall speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, Natalie.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.